Well, good Friday morning, folks. Today we are studying Psalm 11. And in this short psalm, an individual who has found safety in the Lord is addressing another individual and affirming trust and confidence in the Lord. Again, God's saving word for this week is faith. And let's get on with the reading of Psalm 11. I trust in the Lord for safety. How foolish of you to say to me, fly away like a bird to the mountains, because the wicked have drawn their bows and aimed their arrows to shoot from the shadows at good people. There is nothing a good person can do when everything falls apart. Well, the Lord is in his holy temple. He has his throne in heaven. He watches people everywhere and knows what they are doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike. The lawless he hates with all his heart. He sends down flaming coals and burning sulfur on the wicked. He punishes them with scorching winds. The Lord is righteous and loves good deeds. Those who do them will live in his presence. Today's key verse is Psalm 11, verse 7. The Lord is righteous and loves good deeds. Those who do them will live in his presence. You know, beginning of verse 4, where it says, the Lord is in his holy temple. He has his throne in heaven. He watches people everywhere. He knows what they're doing. He examines the good and the wicked alike, and the lawless he hates with all of his heart. And he sends down flaming coals and burning sulfur on the wicked, and he punishes them with scorching winds. You know, that's a pretty awesome a description of the Lord. If I ask you, what do you think the destiny of the wicked are? Well, according to Psalm 11, it doesn't sound very good, does it? And so let me ask you, in what ways have you been blessed by the good deeds of others? And since we are here to let our light so shine before men so that they see our good works and they glorify the Father, let me ask you, what good deeds do you plan on doing today? Let's think about that as we pray. Lord God, you alone are holy. Thank you for watching over me. Help me to obey you, that I always do what is right. Keep me close to you and keep my heart pure. May my words and actions today be pleasing in your sight. Amen. Well, that brings our week together to a close. God bless you all. It is my privilege to share with you my life, as together we are running that great race that is going to bring us to heaven together. The finishing line are the gates of glory. And so I look forward to seeing you this Sunday in church. God bless.